Well, with Thanksgiving just around the corner, it's time to start thinking about getting that turkey for your holiday meal and for your family. One such place you can find a whole turkey for your table this Thanksgiving is Gunthorpe Farms in LaGrange County in northeastern Indiana. Joining me now is Greg Gunthorpe, the owner of Gunthorpe Farms. Greg, tell me a little bit about the turkey production at your farm.
We have a family farm in northeast Indiana. We raise and process turkeys on our farm. They're raised on pasture, and then we have a USDA-inspected slaughter and processing operation on the farm. And as we're small niche producers, we sell most of our turkeys either to upscale retailers or direct to consumers in our local region.
Greg, tell me, how did you and your family get into turkey production at your farm?
We got started raising turkeys at the request of one of our customers in Indianapolis, Gusta Market. The owner at Gusta Market, Chris Ely, was one of our customers. He was a chef at a little restaurant up on the north end of Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and his family is from Indiana, and him and his wife moved back to Indianapolis, started a little upscale meat market and deli just north of downtown Indianapolis, and we were selling them some pork and some chicken and some duck at the time, and we thought, oh yeah, we'll try raising turkeys for you. And that was when they first opened. So it's been close to 15 years that we've been doing turkeys on the farm.
And Greg, you mentioned not just turkeys, but you mentioned hogs. That's kind of what makes your farm unique compared to a lot of other turkey farms across the U.S., right, Greg?
Right. You know, there's a few things that make us unique. Obviously, the raised on pasture is unique. You know, most turkeys aren't raised outside nowadays. The fact that we're small independent operation, that's unique because the turkey industry, just like a lot of other agriculture, is consolidated. That we have our own USDA inspected processing plant right on the farm is extremely unique. That's very, very rare for smaller farms to have their own USDA inspected processing. Being diversified is also quite unique. You know, most operations nowadays are specialized. They either do, you know, just one poultry, or they do pigs, or, you know, and we have a multitude of animals on the farm.
Does that create any challenges to you and your farm operation, Greg?
You know, it presents some challenges, but it also presents some opportunities and some advantages. You know, from a share economics model, there's definitely some advantages to specialization and some disadvantages to diversification. You know, it requires more management. It requires some different equipment for some of the different species, where if we were doing the same dollars or pounds of just one species, you know, it could be easier to train the help. It could you could have less equipment. You know, specialization definitely does work. But the diversification also creates some opportunities and some advantages. You know, if we have an issue or if the market is down in one, you know, we've got another enterprise that might pull its weight. You know, in the past, small, diversified, independent family farms, I always had a variety of income streams. And, you know, the I think that tends to work better for smaller independent farms. And, you know, in our example, it's much easier for us to sell two different species to the same customer than it is for us to go out and find two different customers for the same product.
My guest is Greg Gunthorpe, owner of Gunthorpe Farms in LaGrange County, northeastern Indiana. Greg, another thing that makes your farm unique is that most turkey farms across Indiana don't produce whole turkeys for production, just the meat for meat production. But you are one of the Well, one of the few remaining commercial farms in Indiana that actually produces whole turkeys.
Right. You know, the in the United States, I think we produce about 250, 270 million turkeys a year. And about 50 million of those are whole birds. It's a small portion of the industry. You know, most turkey now is consumed as deli meat or as turkey breast or ground turkey. And it's definitely a small segment of the industry that produces whole birds. And, you know, it's different to produce a whole bird than to produce those larger turkeys that are generally cut up for turkey parts.
Greg, how many head of turkeys do you have?
Most turkeys that we've ever done in a year is 14,000. We're doing less than that this year over some labor challenges. It's been really hard for us since COVID to staff the farm and the processing plant.
My guest is Greg Gunthorpe of Gunthorpe Farms of LaGrange, Indiana. And I understand that your farm truly is a family farm operation.
Yes, for sure. Our farm is a family operation. You know, I grew up on a family farm, and then me and my wife went off to do some direct marketing on our own, and our kids have been involved in the operation. Our son, Evan, manages the processing plant, manages our sheep flock, is very, very involved in every single other aspect of the farm. My oldest daughter, until she ended up with three little ones under 4 years of age, was doing all of our sales and marketing. And then we've got one other daughter who has just graduated from the University of Indianapolis and is currently living in Indianapolis. You never know. She might come back someday.
Now, Greg, how crazy does it get this time of year with fulfilling all of the online orders that you and your farm handle through your website for whole turkeys?
You know, turkey season is definitely a crazy time of year for us. You know, it's a busy time of year anyways for our restaurant trade. And then we add the direct-to-consumer turkey portion, and it gets pretty busy. It gets kind of hectic, but you know, it doesn't last too terribly long, so it's kind of fun. After it's over, it's that time of year that the farm tends to slow down a little bit anyways as we head into winter until, you know, we start to ramp back up again for the spring.
And Greg, I know earlier this year you had several commercial turkey farms in southern Indiana that were impacted by avian influenza. About 171,000 turkeys depopulated because of it in Greene and DuBois counties. But luckily, you and your farm operation in northern Indiana weren't impacted, even though you did have some commercial duck farms nearby in northern Indiana that were impacted.
Yeah, it's definitely an unfortunate situation, the whole avian influenza. It was was back in 2015. And then this year, I think, kind of even surpassed that. And you definitely don't want to be one of those farms that ends up with avian influenza. It's for sure an unfortunate situation. We've been really, really lucky. You know, it's definitely one of those things that is a risk in raising poultry. It's definitely one of those things that, regardless of your production style, it, you know, definitely gives you some stress as those migratory birds come north or go back south. I think our whole eastern side of the Corn Belt has been so much luckier on the whole avian influenza than the western Corn Belt. But this time around, wreaked huge, huge havoc on the turkey market. You know, there's already supply chains with issues with COVID. There's all kinds of labor issues because of COVID and the current economy. And then this time around, hit some of the layer barns also, you know, and so when you take that egg production out that doesn't go to the incubators, it sure cuts down on available amount of turkey in the country. And this turkey market is just the craziest I've ever seen.
And Greg, what's the website for Gunthorpe Farms to be able to order a whole turkey from your farm? And what's the cutoff time to be able to get it to their table in time for Thanksgiving dinner?
We're still taking online orders. We're really, really close to the cutoff. People ought to go to GunthorpeFarms.com and get their turkey ordered really quick if they want one from us. And I highly suggest, I've been telling everybody, if you're not going to buy a turkey from us, if you see a frozen one at the store, I'd pick it up and throw it in your freezer, because this might not be the year to count on there being a fresh one at your local market that you normally go to.
And Greg, I would assume that when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner this year at the Gunthorpe House, that one of your turkeys, your farm-raised turkeys, will be the main course this year, right, Greg?
I normally cook three turkeys for Thanksgiving. We'll have 30 to 40 people at my daughter's house for Thanksgiving, and I'll do a brined one on the grill. We'll do a smoked one, and then we'll also do just a traditional turkey in the oven so that we can have a non-smoked gravy.
Three whole turkeys. How large of turkeys are we talking, Greg?
I like to cook an 18 to 22 pound bird. Even if there's less people than that, I always figure, it's highly variable, but I always like to say about a pound per person that's going to be there. And I don't really like to cook a littler one. I think a bigger turkey has a little bit more fat, so tends to be a little bit more juicier regardless of the cooking style. And I kind of like a little bit of leftovers. I guess I'm probably abnormal, but I like to eat turkey for a few more days after the Thanksgiving season. I think I'm extremely proud when Thanksgiving rolls around. It comes to the end of our season. We don't really stop in the winter, but we slow down a little bit in the winter. And it's always kind of a moment for us to reflect and be thankful. If each of our turkeys averages 10 people, we've had Thanksgiving dinners where there's 70,000 plus people eating a Gunthorpe Farms turkey. That's pretty proud. I would have never thought 15 years ago that our little farm would be doing something like that. So it's kind of a neat thing. And that one day a year that people sit around and get back with the family and put food at the center of their plate and are thankful for the abundance of American agriculture and give some thought to what kind of rural communities we have out here.
Once again, Greg Gunthorpe, owner of Gunthorpe Farms, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today, and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great day.